In this podcast about linking, I asked Charles Margerison to describe his experiences of working in a team where there was a low level of linking.
Pulling things together at the end of the day is the most important aspect of any work. You can do great things, but at the end of the day, people want delivery. They want things to be coordinated. They want an output. And that involves linking, just like the links of a chain in any organization or any technology needs to pull together. I worked for an organization that was, by most standards, quite successful in terms of making money, actually producing products, albeit the products rarely came out on time, but they did produce quality products. One of the issues that came up was how did people work together? If you looked at the team as a total, they actually did correspond with what team management systems would regard as a balanced team. There were people who were good at innovation and promoting. Equally, there were people who focused strongly on production and inspecting. There were people who were very good advisors, excellent advisors, and there were people who were pushing the organization forward, always developing new organizational systems. But going to their meetings, it was clear that they were not very good on linking. There were lots of arguments about the direction the organization should go. And that reflected in the fact that the products did not come out on time, and there were problems between different departments. It may be at one level, an explanation could be that personalities were getting in the way of the overall job, but my view would be that not enough time was spent thinking about how to integrate and how to link together. Simple question. It was never discussed. How can we integrate our activities more effectively? For the purposes of discussion, however, I did introduce one of the development workshops, the issue of what teamwork was, and everybody received a team management profile. And for the first time, they had a chance to talk about each other's approaches and preferences and ways of doing things. And it was noticeable on leaving the workshop, I left with the chairman who drove me to the railway station, and he said that the weekend meeting had been invaluable. And I said, in what way? And he said, well, particularly because of the discussion that we had on teamwork. Because he said, in my experience, in all the years I've worked together with the people around the table, we've never discussed how they preferred to work. And that probably reflected in the fact that we were not well integrated in terms of pulling together. And he said that from then on, he would be spending more time working to try and produce better linking between the team members.
There are three general areas of linking: internal linking, external linking, and informal linking. Could you tell us a bit more about each one of these?
Internal linking is basically the links one has with colleagues within the business, crossing departmental boundaries, perhaps, between accounting and production. And one gets to know one's colleagues, even though perhaps they're working in different areas. And one begins to develop a rapport. The other is external linking, linking with clients, potential clients, people who can help the business from, albeit they're working for other organizations. And in my experience, I've seen interesting problems arise in these particular issues. One was working with a large bank where when problems came up on external issues, they would send an account manager. And the account manager was supposed to go and find out all of the problems and then report back internally. And as a result of that, then the technical people would try to come up with a solution and, if necessary, go out and fix it. They found after a while that the whole thing was not working. The account managers came back, talked to the technical people who didn't really understand exactly what it was all about, and when they came up with the solution, it didn't work. And eventually we decided, instead of using this rather individualistic approach, take a teamwork approach, despite the fact that people said it would cost a lot more. And the solution was to involve the account manager and the technical person to go out simultaneously to the client and discuss the problems, rather than keeping them apart. And as soon as this was instituted, they began to find that the relationships between the technical people and the account people improved. But also, the clients responded warmly because they could speak both the language of business to the account managers and they could speak the language of technical matters to the technical people. Moreover, the solutions that came up were done in quicker time and they were longer lasting. It may seem obvious in retrospect that this was such a simple solution, but what had happened was that they had originally lost the idea of teamwork. They thought just by sending somebody out who was a good representative, probably extroverted, probably fairly creative, good relationships person, they would actually have the confidence and faith of the client. And maybe so, but they didn't actually get down to the real depths of inspecting what the real issues were and being able to formulate and organize a solution. By bringing a new approach, which is a teamwork approach, it did cost more initially, but it saved far more by the fact that the jobs were done more quickly, and over a period of time, the client had far more faith in what the organization was about and how it could help solve the problems. Another aspect of linking is the relationship between formal linking and informal linking. When one is dealing with clients, usually it's formal in that there are contracts and one is representing the organization. But equally, a lot of business goes on in an informal way, people meeting each other, particularly internally, getting to know each other, and it strengthens bonds and communications.
Do you have any examples of how an improvement in informal linking contributed to the success of a team?
An example I had when I was consulting was working with an organization where they had moved into different buildings because the organization was expanding and the sales team were in one building, which was 2 miles away from the team that was working on accounting. And the sales team developed this great new idea for improving sales, which was to give people more time to pay for the product. So they went out and they had a policy whereby they would give them 3 months in which to pay rather than the normal 1 month. And in the process of which, of course, they started to get more orders. But as they were doing this, the accounts department had decided that they needed to bring cash in more quickly, and they insisted on the 1 month rule. So they were sending out letters saying that if the clients didn't pay within 30 days, they would be no longer given the product. And at the same time, the salespeople were going out saying, you've got 90 days in which to pay. And of course, problems arose, telephone calls were coming in, arguments started to develop between the accounts department and the sales department. And I was asked to come and help improve teamwork. One of the issues I raised was how often the two teams met to discuss the issue of credit. And as one of them said, we're talking about it all the time. We're on telephones. I'm sending them letters. We're communicating. We have committee meetings. And I said, well, what about informal communications? When do you sort of get together just sort of informally to talk about what you're doing and share with each other common views? Oh, we never do that. So I said, well, why don't we organize a meeting where everybody can come and share their perceptions and views, and there's no committee, and there's no memos, and there's no telephone calls. We just sit in the same room and have a talk about it. So we arranged that. And during the meeting, all of the emotion came out about the fact that the accountant's systems had been totally disrupted by the salespeople going out and making these offers, and the salespeople saying that the accountants had disrupted all of their new sales targets. But by the end of the day, we'd worked out a way in which the two teams could actually work together and form a common policy for the clients. And we did that, and of course things then became clear to the clients as to what was required, and we got a much better relationship both internally, informally, as well as formally with the clients. And that was a way in which teamwork began to improve. Another one was working with a group of architects, where they had a need to work to time schedules and make sure the quality and the level which they were working was very high. A lot of inspection work went in, a lot of maintenance work, because they were working with builders. But in terms of developing new clients, they felt they had problems. But they also had problems informally, because one of their colleagues always seemed to be leaving the office around about noon, not reappearing in the afternoon till 3 or 4 o'clock. And he was a senior person, and they were concerned that he was out perhaps having good lunches and drinking too much. But he would always say, well, of course, it's because of my informal contacts and links that we are able to get new business. Eventually, it put so much pressure on him that he left. And immediately afterwards, they found a number of the clients they thought were very solid and long-term clients began to disappear. And they were all the clients with whom this particular individual had been having long lunches and drinks. And gradually they followed him on a personal basis rather than stay with the organization with whom they had previously had the contracts. So in terms of linking, it's very important to look at the formal aspects as well as the informal aspects. What is the real key to a link? Is it the contract or is it the person? And very often it's more with the relationship and looking at the way in which people can establish good understanding, active listening, developing a rapport with people, rather than just having a piece of paper on which says we have a contract.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.